This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of the airwaves. If you like, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Starting out here tonight, we got some police-related stories, specifically some naughty behavior on the part of the police. But first, naughty behavior that already happened on the part of the government that resulted in innocent people being locked up. Daryl, you've got some of the latest from the Innocence Project, which is a group that works to help people who are behind bars wrongfully.
Yes, and in this case, we had two individuals who jointly spent 36 years in prison.
Whoa.
Not just for a crime they did not commit, but a crime that never actually occurred.
Okay, let's hear more about that.
Story actually dated 2 days ago, so May 7th, and this comes from the Innocence Project. They say, with the consent of the district attorney's office, a New York County Supreme Court judge vacated the convictions of Gregory Counts and Van Dyke Perry for a 1991 gang rape that the complainant now acknowledges never actually occurred. DNA testing that identified another man's semen in her underwear led to a joint investigation between the Innocence Project, the Office of the Appellate Defender, and the New York County District Attorney's Office Conviction Integrity Unit, revealing that law enforcement failed to fully investigate the case that resulted in two young black men serving a combined 36 years in prison for a crime that never occurred. Mr. Counts, represented by the Innocence Project, served 26 years before he was paroled last year. Van Dyke Perry, who was paroled in 2001 and is represented by the Office of the Appellate Defender's Office of the Appellate Defender's Reinvestigation Project, served 10 years. Barry Sheck, who's co-director of the Innocence Project and one of the founders and also affiliated with the Cardozo School of Law, says, we're grateful to the New York County District Attorney's Office for working collaboratively with us and moving quickly to restore justice to Mr. Counts and Perry. This
quickly.
Case, well, I think it was quick once.
After they pointed it out or something?
After they said, hey, here's this evidence that shows that this isn't their DNA, and here's the woman saying, yeah, I made the whole thing up.
Wow.
He continues.
What should happen to a person who makes the whole thing up and sends two innocent men to prison?
They should suffer the combined consequences. So what's the total amount of
36
years?
36 years?
Is it 36 each or 36 combined?
Total.
The two men combined for 36 years. One served 26, the other served 10.
Yeah, that person should serve whatever was served.
So 36 years.
And we'll talk when she gets out. He or she.
It's a brutal punishment. Of course, it's not going to make anybody whole, right? Like her going in there and serving 36 years isn't going to get those guys their 36 years back.
Correct.
Is the idea to send a message, Conan, to people who would...
Since this is a person in an authority position, I think it should be multiplied. So if you're a cop, if you're a judge, if you're an attorney...
The woman that made up the claim that she was raped, she was not a cop. Okay. She was not an attorney. Was not a judge.
But so she gets the normal repentance. But
you're saying just 36 years for her.
Correct. But if it were someone in an authority position, I think that it should be doubled, tripled.
So the judge that issued the conviction, he should wind up 90-some-odd years in jail?
He was going on what he had, the information that he had, and he made his decision. So no,
he was going on bad information,
right?
In that case,
lies. But if he had tricked up and made something up himself, or if he'd known something and he wasn't letting the public know about, then yeah, he should suffer as well.
Now I don't blame you for coming at it from that perspective. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with it, but at the same time, I mean, haven't we seen evidence that punitive sentencing doesn't really do much to prevent? I mean, is that really going to, get the word out there that, hey, now, don't make up false claims, you might go to prison.
You know, we see this a lot, and I don't really want to tie this into the whole, you know, quote-unquote Me Too movement, but, you know, we see a lot of stuff to where women are scared to come out because they think, well, nobody's going to believe me. And then if we go with Conan's thing of, you know, triple punishment because you happen to have some title by your name and you said something that some jury later said, yeah, we think you made it up, then I think women are going to be even more scared to come forward with actual allegations and actual complaints.
How many of these Me Too women are actually coming out
with valid complaints?
Like, I was actually...
I've not investigated them, so I don't know.
If they're just saying some dude made a pass at me at a party, which a lot of these individuals are, then I have a problem with that right there.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Bill Cosby case, you know, is basically he said, she said. That's kind of what it came down to. I remember reading an interview with one of the jurors or looking at some, you know, details from what they had to say, and they just ultimately said, we believed her.
Yeah. But, I mean, there was actually drugs involved in that case, and it was actually drug rape.
Yeah, and he did admit that, Cosby, now we're talking about,
right.
He did admit that he had purchased some
Quaaludes
back in the 70s on a legitimate, what was supposedly a legitimate prescription back then when you could do that, and I guess he just held on to the whole bottle of them for a long damn time and dosed them out over however many decades.
Which, by the way, it makes you sleepy, but it also increases sexual arousal.
Sexual libido.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe there was something there. Maybe he wasn't, you know, a complete
Oh, I mean, with all
predator.
The complaints, it's hard to believe that he would be completely innocent, right? I mean,
right.
The avalanche of complaints certainly makes it seem hard to defend. It's hard to defend Bill Cosby, right? But at the same time, there really isn't any evidence, is there? I mean, there, as far as it's always going to be in a situation like that,
A lot of the cases where there's a rape kit, they go untested.
Mm.
How many times have we read stories about police departments that just have closets full of them that they've never tested, but yet every time somebody has a tiny bit of a plant, oh, yeah, you better believe they send that right to the lab.
Right.
So now, Ian, you don't believe that if there was a law, and I'm just throwing an idea out there. There was a law that said if a law enforcement officer was caught manipulating evidence that actually convicts somebody and puts them away for many, many years or whatever, or fined.
Oh, you're talking about prosecutorial misconduct that's already illegal and only one prosecutor has ever been punished for that.
So we don't even need to.
And that was like 10 days in jail.
We don't even need to multiply the sentence of these people. We just need to actually convict them in the first place. Whenever they do wrong, they need to get in trouble just like the rest of us. Slaves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're necessarily wrong. I'm questioning the efficacy of punitive sentencing.
Right. It's, you know, kind of like the whole, we're going to ask the prosecutor's office to investigate the police. You know, the people that they're tasked to work side by side with every day.
Mm-hmm.
You're investigating your coworkers that, you know, you're trusting are going to be honest with you about whether or not they did something wrong.
Yeah, and of course, as you've pointed out, it's very rare that any of these bureaucrats will be held to account for their actions, and usually if it does happen, it's long after the fact, and, you know, a lot of the damage has been done. I would be interested in hearing what the two gentlemen, the victims in this case, would have to say. What would they like to see happen?
Yeah, how are they going to get their life back? What would, you know... What value would equal that lost life?
Well, and that's where, of course, you know, the libertarians tend to believe in the idea of restitution over punitive sentencing, meaning that this woman who told lies in order to convict two men for 36 years for rape charges that they did not actually have any involvement in.
Only a rape that they weren't involved in, a rape that did not happen.
That no rape whatsoever.
There was no rape.
So, you know, what should happen, or how much is that worth, right? Because they've had decades of their lives stripped from them, probably the prime of their lives would be my guess. They were likely fairly young when they went in, and now they don't have that. You know, how much should she have to pay? If she's able to stay out of a prison cell and work it off, so to speak, or if she seems like a flight risk, then maybe there's a reason to keep her in some sort of facility while she works it off. There's an argument, I think, for that. But, you know, what's that worth? Should she have to cut them, you know, 50% of her paychecks from that point out?
For the rest of her life?
Yeah.
Well, just locking her up and throwing away the key isn't helping anybody.
That's not going to help them.
The guys aren't getting paid back,
right.
And guess what?
Now the taxpayers are paying for it. Yeah. Exactly. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. If there's more, you're welcome to share that.
Oh, Darryl. There's a lot more.
Plus, coming up, other prisoners being released from North Korea. We'll tell you about that on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. We're talking about people being released released from prison. Innocent. Two innocent men being released after 36 years combined behind bars. Daryl's telling us more about that.
Not just released, exonerated.
That's a good point, yeah. Innocent. And they were convicted of rape, but they weren't actually rapists. And the rape itself didn't even happen. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. It is Mother's Day coming up very, very soon. And you know what? I feel like I need to go to Books.com and see how... If you can still get flowers before Mother's Day at this point, I'd imagine you're going to have to pay through the nose for shipping. But normally the shipping rates were actually pretty good.
Right.
When I placed my order for my mother down in Florida at Books.com, and that's, by the way, short for bouquets, B-O-U-Q-S.com, it was, I believe, $9 shipping.
Sounds about right.
And they were supposed to be, and I could pick the day that I wanted them delivered, and Saturday and Sunday weren't available at that point, so I chose Friday. So it being Wednesday now, I don't know what your luck's going to be.
Mom can get them on Monday, probably.
Yeah, because I haven't checked. So you might want to do that. The code, of course, is still valid over at Books.com. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, saves you 15% off of freshly cut flowers from Books Farm, some of which come from the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous your mom will post pictures of them and brag about you. So go and get your artisan design flowers for mom from the Books, B-O-U-Q-S.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, will save you 15%. Daryl, you've got more to the story. And where was, by the way, the source? Just straight from the Innocence Project blog?
Yeah, this is from the Innocence Project website, where whenever they have a victory, they tend to post about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, what better source than instead of reading a story from somebody that cites the post on their site? Just read the story from their site.
Yeah.
Again, co-director and co-founder of the Innocence Project, Barry Scheck, says this case underscores why it's critical that prosecutor conviction integrity units work collaboratively with defense attorneys, and we are hopeful that the conviction integrity unit will make this level of collaboration a standard part of its process moving forward. Scheck also serves as an advisor to that unit in New York. Seema Safi, a senior staff attorney with the Innocence Project, added, "This case paints a very dark picture of the criminal justice system in New York City, especially at the time and continuing today. Like so many other cases that have come to light in recent years, these young black men were aggressively prosecuted and given lengthy prison sentences with very little care for finding the truth." Now let's actually talk about the case. How did these two guys wind up getting convicted for a crime not only that they did not commit, but that did not even happen?
Well, I would guess some zealous prosecutors wanted to pad their conviction rate.
Counts, who at the time was 19, and Perry, who was 21, were convicted of the alleged 1991 sexual assault based on the testimony of a woman who claimed the two men and a third man, Leonard Jones, who was never arrested, abducted her near a Queens subway station, forced her into Jones's two-door brown hatchback, and drove to Central Park, where the three men took turns sexually assaulting her in the back of a car and outside in the park. Prior to trial, earlier generation DNA testing of semen found on the complainant's underwear, which she pulled back on immediately after the alleged rape, excluded the two men as the source. The complainant's treating physician also observed no evidence that she had been punched in the face or experienced any other physical trauma as she had claimed.
Now, this was all known 20-something years ago, 30 years ago, whatever? This was all information. This isn't new information. This is what was known at the time.
This says, prior to the trial, generation DNA testing excluded these two men. Yep. The doctor said there's no evidence that she was punched in the face or experienced any physical trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Although there was no other witness or evidence against the men except the complainant's testimony, both men were convicted.
That's insane.
Numerous pieces of evidence should have given police and prosecutors pause before bringing the case to trial with the evidence that existed at the time. Even a grand juror questioned the prosecution as to whether there was any physical evidence that the complainant had even been raped.
Does it mention anything about these two individuals' history, whether they had a criminal history or were they just straight out of high school kids? Or
The one was 19, the other was 21. It doesn't mention that there was any history, and I've listened to enough episodes of the Wrongful Conviction podcast to know that in a lot of these cases, there is no prior history. Mm-hmm. It's just somebody that...
young black men.
And in a lot of cases, and I don't think it was in this case, but there are a lot of cases to where they'll wind up doing some form of something that passes for identification of the suspect by asking witnesses, do you see the defendant in the courtroom? Not do you see the person that did this to you? Do you see the defendant? Yeah, he's sitting at the table. All right,
thank
you.
That's a tricky question.
They have identified the suspect, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, the defendant isn't necessarily the culprit.
Right. But then you just bring person after person. Do you see the defendant? Do you see the defendant?
Wow.
And then everybody identified the person.
Yeah.
And then the jury winds up convicting.
Wow. That's crazy. Objection.
Yeah. Continuing on, prior to the trial, the complainant gave widely conflicting accounts of the alleged crime. After making the initial accusation, the complainant became uncooperative with the district attorney's office. After the DNA results excluded the defendants were made known to the complainant, she told the jury that she had unprotected sex both the night before and the morning of the incident with her boyfriend. The prosecution argued to the jury that the semen in her underwear came from the boyfriend. Neither
the prosecution argued that.
Right.
Okay.
But she had sex with her boyfriend, yeah, and that's where the semen came from. Neither the prosecution nor the defense moved to have the boyfriend's DNA analyzed to test that assertion. Van Dyke Perry insisted that he was at work and had timesheets to corroborate that claim. Gregory Count said he was babysitting his brother. Quote, if a root cause analysis is done on this case involving all the criminal justice stakeholders, and it should be so we can learn from it, I think we will find this miscarriage of justice was avoidable and all the stakeholders bear some responsibility, said Sheck.
Sure. Good luck getting anything out of him.
Approximately 2 months before reporting that she was sexually assaulted, the complainant's boyfriend, the father of her two children, shot Perry in their Queens apartment. The boyfriend sold drugs with the three men and owed them money. Perry went to the hospital for a gunshot injury in the foot. Police attempted without success to locate the boyfriend. Police in Queens informed the Manhattan Sex Crime Squad, which was investigating the alleged assault, that the boyfriend was wanted for a shooting shortly after the complainant claimed to have been sexually assaulted. The boyfriend was then arrested and charged for the shooting while visiting the complainant, who had been treated in the hospital for the alleged sexual assault.
All right, there's so much going on here right now. My head is
spinning. Are you lost?
No, I think I'm following it, but it really is starting to sound like some crazy fictional crime drama.
The boyfriend had sold some drugs to a couple of people, or vice versa, and the boyfriend owed these two guys money, and so, well, I'm not going to give them money, so let's make up a big, giant, wild accusation.
There's more coming up here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Ian Conan and Daryl here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We're talking about people being released from prison who are innocent, and there's more, it seems like, all the time, thanks to the Innocence Project. And by the way, I want to make sure you know about $6shirts.com. It is a site run by libertarians, and they've got some great shirts. Is that one of them, Conan?
That's one of them.
You've got the Support the Troops, which, well, our cam's not on it yet, but at some point it will be, with the Stormtroopers on it from Star Wars.
Always gets a lot of laughs and appreciation.
Do you get comments?
A lot,
people say things to you, like in public?
And usually it's favorable. I don't really notice all of the negativity because I guess they just don't mention it to me.
Right. But, I used to, you know, when I would wear a shirt that would possibly generate some negativity, usually the negative people don't say anything. They'll just glower at you or, you know, you might not notice. But anyway, head over to $6 Shirts with a 6. That's the number 6dollarshirts.com. You can get all kinds of great T-shirts. Some of them are pop culture related. Some of them sports related, video games, movies, you name it. They got all kinds of categories and some really brilliant stuff. And it's cheap for as low as $6, a bunch of them, over at $6shirts.com. Use code FTL, you'll save 10% there at $6shirts. And yes, they do accept Bitcoin. That's code FTL to save 10% at dollarshirts.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you've got a story, but actually we're gonna continue. There's a little bit more, I guess, to this story about the two guys that were released from prison after 36 years.
Exonerated
of the rape that they or nobody committed because the woman completely fabricated the entire event in the first place. But we're going to go first to the Discord on-air call-in line room where Robert is on the line, I believe, from Vermont. Robert?
Hi, Ian. How you guys doing
tonight? Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Robert? Are you with us? Oh, he just disappeared. So maybe there was some sort of connection issue going on there. Anyway, go ahead and continue with the story there, Daryl.
Yeah, so there was a woman back in 1991 that claimed that she was sexually assaulted. Her boyfriend had had an altercation with the two men that were recently exonerated. There were three men total that he sold some drugs to just a couple months prior to the alleged assault. He also owed these three men money, and he shot one of them in his apartment in Queens. He was arrested. The complainant's boyfriend, the guy that shot one of the men, after his arrest, he offered to help police find the alleged third assailant, Leonard Jones. The boyfriend drove around Queens with the police and pointed out Jones's home as well as the car in the yard as the vehicle in which the complainant was allegedly assaulted. Police never seized the car, which was sitting in his yard, nor did they search it for any physical evidence such as hair, fingerprints, or semen.
Were they saying the rape happened in this man's car?
The alleged rape happened in the car and in Central Park. So allegedly, the woman was taken by the three men into Central Park and then raped both in the car and in the park.
I thought it was two men who were allegedly involved in the rape, not three.
There were three.
Okay.
Two of them were arrested. The third man, Leonard Jones, who the boyfriend went around and said, that's where he lives, that's the car.
Yeah.
Okay, when did the rape happen? Did it happen? It happened before they.
It
this guy,
never
the boyfriend,
happened.
No. When did the alleged rape happen? It happened
allegedly
before
2 months after the boyfriend shot one of the guys.
Okay. This is very curious. I'm almost thinking. So they didn't go after the third guy.
That's what they're saying right now. So the boyfriend took the cops to this third guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
Said this is where he lives. That's the car where the rape allegedly happened. The police never searched the car for any evidence. They didn't look for fingerprints. They didn't look for hair. They didn't look for semen. 3 months later, all charges against the boyfriend for shooting one of these individuals were dropped. Innocence Project says it remains unknown why law enforcement never prosecuted the complainant's boyfriend for shooting Van Dyke Perry. The defense requested evidence as to whether the boyfriend received any leniency or deals on the shooting charges, but nothing was disclosed.
So basically, these two men, besides being victims of this woman and her boyfriend concocting a false rape story, were also basically victims of the war on drugs, because if it weren't for the war on drugs, then they could have just gotten their drugs, or were they the sellers of them? I'm not sure what happened.
No, they purchased the drugs, but the boyfriend also owed them money, but it doesn't say why he owed them money.
So they wouldn't have had to have purchased drugs from the boyfriend if drugs were legal. They could have just gone to Walgreens and, you know, bought them over the counter, and none of this stuff would have had to have happened.
Right.
Check this out. So going along with the crazy crime drama theme.
Yeah.
So I bet you this boyfriend made a deal with the cops.
Probably.
Sounds like it.
Again, the defense requested evidence.
You take care of these two guys for me, and I'll look out for you. Maybe some of my profits.
Who knows?
I mean, something crazy.
Again, the defense requested evidence as to whether the boyfriend received any leniency or deals on, you know, in exchange for the shooting charges being dropped. They got nothing. After the conviction, Gregory Counts sought the help of the Innocence Project, which ultimately received consent from the New York County District Attorney's Office to conduct additional DNA testing. More advanced DNA testing that was not available at the time of the trial identified a male profile from a sample remaining from the semen found in the complainant's underpants. In 2016, the profile was placed into the FBI's National Offender CODIS database and hit to a man who is now deceased. Based on this information, the DA's office sent an investigator to speak with the complainant, who showed her a photograph from 1991 of the man whose semen was found in her underwear.
The dead man.
The dead man. The complainant maintained that the man depicted in the photograph was neither the third attacker nor a consenting partner, and she did not recognize him.
Well, how did his semen get in your underwear?
This and other new information from the complainant resulted in the collaboration between the Conviction Integrity Unit, the Innocence Project, and the Office of the Appellate Defender's Reinvestigation Project to conduct a thorough reinvestigation of the case. Investigators from the DA's office and the Innocence Project and the Office of the Appellate Defender together located Jones, who was now living out of state, who insisted...
On parole.
No, Jones was
the one that did.
He's the one that was never convicted, charged with anything.
Okay, okay. The rest of them were. The other two got out after.
He insisted that neither he nor the other two men raped the woman and stated that he has lived for the past 3 decades with the fear of being arrested on a false charge. Mm. After a joint collaboration and interviews of other witnesses, the investigators ultimately spoke to the complainant again, who now fully acknowledged that the rape never occurred, wow, recanted her trial testimony about the kidnapping and the sexual assault, and stated that she was pressured into concocting the false accusation
by her boyfriend,
who owed money to the three men.
Let me ask you something. How does the Innocence Project locate cases to work on? Are they just, is there someone just scouring?
They came to the, it said there that the men came to the Innocence Project.
The way they wind up finding these cases is there are people that write them letters repeatedly. I'm innocent.
Right.
There's evidence. I know there's evidence that proves that I'm innocent. Please take my case.
Right, because they probably can't take them all.
They can't.
I mean, I can't even imagine how many they get versus how many they can actually work on. It's got to be a fraction.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Right now, there are 2.2 million people sitting in jail. If 1% of those are in for wrongful convictions, that's 22,000 people.
And it's not hard to believe. I'm sorry for anybody out there that's thinking, well, I mean, we hardly ever put innocent people in jail. Well, hold on. I mean, look, there's plenty of prosecutors out there who just want to pad their conviction records. They know that the more people they can put behind bars, the better they look for a promotion to a judge or a promotion to, you know, county prosecutor or, you know, state prosecutor or whatever. You know, they're always looking to move up the chain, and they love to point to their conviction records. It doesn't matter whether they've convicted an innocent person,
right,
because there's really generally no reason, there's no punishment for them if they do put innocent people away. It hardly ever gets revealed that those things happen, but you know they happen because we've
right.
seen so many different
and
examples.
Since 1989, there have been nearly 360 people exonerated just on DNA evidence.
So we got more coming up about other prisoners being released, this time from North Korea. We'll continue. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We go to your phone calls coming up here, but it's Ian with you. Oops, sorry, Conan. Let's try that one more time.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
All right, we're going to your phone calls and your thoughts, but also coming up, more prisoners being released, this time from North Korea. Americans being released and sent back to the United States. We'll tell you what's happening there. As the North and the South prepare for the end of the Korean War, is what they've been saying. But also want to make sure you know about freetalklive.com, where you can get on our Discord chat. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. It's a free app that you can download, or you don't have to download the app. You can just use their web version if you want to just kind of test it out that way. And it's a way for you to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts during, before, and after the show. And there's also a way for you to call in through the Discord app. So once again, check out discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to AC. He's on Skype. Go ahead, AC. You're in Ohio.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a topic tonight, a particular subject or issue that is something that I think a lot of human beings need to kind of stop believing in, kind of like, you know, religion, statism, or the idea that the Earth is still flat. But I want to talk about why I think marriage is pointless.
All right.
So, because I think this is an important topic. Because last night I was watching a video from this guy I watched on YouTube, and he did a video talking about why he was personally against gay marriage. And it was filled with a lot of the typical, well, the problem with gay marriage is that it's bad for kids, or it'll lead to bestiality, or people wanting
ridiculous.
To screw their lawnmowers.
That sounds like some sort of ridiculous religious nut job who was talking in that particular case.
Well, this guy is not a religious guy. He's this guy who does video. He's a Japanese guy that I watch. He talks about Japanese culture a lot, and he's not religious at all. But he seems to pick up on some of the conservative stuff that people say against gay marriage over here in America. He's actually got a lot of good stuff, but this one video I really disagreed with him on. And
so he's basically just a homophobe without being a religious zealot. Okay.
Well, to be fair, he's not really homophobic, I would say.
If you say that gay marriage is going to result in problems with children and what were the other two things that...
people marrying their lawnmower, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous on its face. I mean, it's clear that this person is biased. Anyway, go ahead with whatever you were...
I mean, if you want to take it to an evolutionary standpoint, I mean, the basic biological makeup has been a female and a male. So, I mean, if you want to take it back through history, then yeah, that's the...
All right, you can
make an argument, but I mean...
So in that case, no woman who's ever had a hysterectomy and no man who's ever had a vasectomy should be allowed to get married because they can't procreate.
Well, the suggestion is that gay people will somehow corrupt children, and that is a very anti-gay, homophobic
viewpoint. Right, but they're the people that...
I'm talking about chemicals.
Right.
I'm not talking about...
Hold on. No, there are people that will say what Conan just said about, well, you know, the point of marriage is procreation, which if that's the point of marriage, then...
Women with
hysterectomies and men with vasectomies should not be allowed to get married
because they can't
procreate.
That's not where I was going with that. I was going to balance. You have estrogen and testosterone. You have two different...
In a lot of gay relationships, one of them is the woman. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that before, but in a lot of cases, there's one that's very much like a woman
and one that sounds like a healthy makeup then.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I've seen plenty of gay couples who would be just fine at raising children, and I don't think anybody could argue that having two household incomes or two people to take care of a kid, whether they be gay or not, is better than having one person, as long as they both care about the child.
And I would say that the couple, they're always going to do, whatever their makeup, they're always going to do better than just one person,
a single parent.
Here's an idea. Why not just get government out of marriage altogether?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really only been about 100 years since government was really entrenched in marriage.
Yeah, what was it, the late 1800s or something like that?
Well, the first marriage laws in the United States came about in the late 1860s, but it wasn't until the late 1920s when every state had some form of a marriage license.
And it was introduced to keep blacks from marrying whites.
To prevent interracial couples.
And now what were they doing before that? They were still getting married, right? But it wasn't legal marriage. It was just, hey, we're going to spend the rest of
the government didn't recognize marriage.
Yeah, but they were getting married.
It was religious.
It was religious.
Yeah. You write it into the family Bible.
Yep.
All right, so AC, you're going to argue against marriage as an institution, though. You're not arguing just against state-approved marriage, right? You're saying marriage itself is a problem.
Yeah, I would actually say that to a certain extent, yeah. Like, to be fair, this guy that I was watching, if you really, you haven't watched as many of his videos as I have, or you don't even know who the guy is, obviously, but he actually makes it very clear he has nothing against gay people living together, but he has a problem with them calling their relationship a marriage and being state-sanctioned, which is kind of weird. So, that's the thing I really wanted to talk about. It's like, the thing about marriage is that it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, if you have two people, or more people who love each other, who are living in a house together, sharing their life together, companionship. Mm-hmm. Whether they call themselves married or not, does it really matter?
It matters to the insurance company. It matters to your tax return.
Well, yeah,
your tax overpayment.
All right, so now you're talking about government-created things.
Yeah, that's why people get married. They don't get it because they're religious anymore.
Wait a minute. No, that's not necessarily true. I mean, that is certainly a factor in some people's marriages, but
yeah,
the reason why people get married is because it's a tradition. It's something that people have done since, you know, however many hundreds of years since marriage was created as a concept, the concept of bringing two people together in a committed, a certain level of commitment that's just above, is above the other levels of commitment, right? Like you put a ring on somebody's hand, you make vows, you do it in front of the people that you care about. That's different to some people than just a private vow between one and the other that we're going to stay together kind of thing. So it's a more public vow. It's a more public statement of this is a relationship that we want to continue. This is important to us.
Those people do exist, but a lot of people get married because of the financial stability, the financial
Every woman
gain.
I've ever met did it, they're interested because they want to have their marriage. They want to have their wedding.
They want to have that white dress wedding.
Yep, they want to have that whole experience.
That Barbie doll wedding.
A lot of people...
No one's ever told me it's because of insurance, Conan. I've never heard that.
I know that these people exist.
I believe they exist. I'm just saying I've never heard of it.
that there are also a lot of people that will wind up doing it, quote unquote, because it's what my family expects. Like, people just expect.
You know how many,
at some point you're going to wind up getting married, having this ceremony, and, you know, all kinds of stuff, even though, what is it now, like 53% of marriages wind up ending in divorce. How many additional marriages wind up ending in just, you know, people that hate each other, but they never file divorce papers because we've got to stay together for the children.
Now, Mark claimed once that the numbers that you're talking about with the 53% factor in people who've had second and third marriages fail as well, and they're different numbers if you look at the numbers of first-time marriages fail. But I don't have those in front of me, so I didn't know what they are.
A percentage of first-time. I said a percentage of marriages.
Yeah, I know what you said. And I was saying that Mark has pointed out that the percentage of marriages includes people who failed a second and third and fourth time. People who, it might be their problem, right? Like, not their partner's issue.
Yeah,
it might be
that.
Okay, but that would be akin to if you wind up looking at unemployment numbers and saying, oh, well, this person has lost four jobs in the last 5 years, so therefore technically not unemployed. Like, I don't understand what Mark's point is, and Mark's not here to defend why he made the claim that he claimed.
Well, I'll get you the numbers here at some point.
Okay, I was in the military as a young person, and I knew so many of my friends who got married, 17, 18-year-old, and they did it because of the financial gain, because it would get them out of the barracks, and it was a substantial financial gain.
Oh, right, in the military, you wind up getting a spousal bonus.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you've got kids, you get a bonus for
that. And then you get your housing, and you get your I think it's BAC back. I can't remember what it was, your food supplement. And guess what? So did yours truly.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out because, you know, the incentive was there, and it was not good.
Right, and you know, something else that's kind of interesting and also goes back roughly 100 years ago is marriage because of love versus marriage of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, long time ago and even not so long ago, people would get married because, oh, well, we can wind up merging these two families and then having larger farms or building our estate or building the lands over which we rule.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch. Bring the families together.
I'm not even thinking of that. I'm thinking more the,
bring the two farms together.
I am the Duke of Westerly, and my daughter is going to marry the son of the Duke of Earl.
All right, so there's more coming up here. AC, stand by. I want to make you haven't really made your pitch yet, so I want to make sure you get a chance to come up in the second hour.
Sure.
And Daryl, I do have the numbers here. According to PsychCentral.com, the myth of the high rate of divorce, it peaked. The divorce rate of first marriages peaked at around 40% in the 1980s or early 80s, and then has declined ever since to around 30% in the early 2000s. I don't have the current numbers.
I wonder if that's because fewer people are getting married for a first time.
I don't know if that would matter, but more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.